I'm very pleased that this afternoon services will commence in the new health centre in Dunfanaghy. I've been working with Dr. Stewart over many, many years, and of course we suffered the downturn in the economy and there were delays, but now it's open this afternoon, and Dr. Stewart and his son, Dr. Rory, will be providing services there. As well as that, it will include public health, nursing and occupational therapy. And in addition to a number of visiting clinics such as diabetes, speech and language therapy and physiotherapy. So it's all good to go now. And the people of Dunfanaghy and surrounding areas will have a state-of-the-art facility there.
The better the facilities you can have in a local area like Dunfanaghy, the less pressure there is on health centres elsewhere, and ultimately the less pressure there is on the acute hospital in Letterkenny and other hospitals around the region. So important in your view that we see more of this type of investment in the smaller health centres and get people treated as close to their homes as possible?
Well, of course, it makes sense that when this allows patients to be treated in the community, then they can receive rapid access to care, and that means that there'll be less going to A&E. This will be vitally important to hopefully reduce the delays at Letterkenny, and this is the whole idea of having a health centre such as these.
You'll be hoping, I'm sure, that the incoming government will put more emphasis on local health centres, put more emphasis on primary care centres, and see that care in the community ethos really brought to its conclusion.
This seems to be the policy of all parties now, that if patients can be treated on the ground, close to their homes, to their local health centres, that can alleviate the pressures then from centres such as Letterkenny.